天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目。我是节目主持人张小环，工长张，大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王，右边一个不字。今天呢，麦克牧师将会带领我们继续分享诗篇第27篇中的讯息。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你是否会常常觉得自己好像失去了耐心？是否会认为神根本没有垂听自己的祷告呢？在传道书第3:11中讲到说，神造万物，各按其时成为美好，又将永生安置在世人的心里。因此，耐心等候耶和华的人必定垂听他的祷告和怜悯。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，那就让我们一起预备心，领受今天从神而来的讯息吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
Thank you very much for tuning in to this broadcast.
谢谢你打开你的收音机，收听我们今天的节目。
I'm sure many of you are following this series from the Psalms.
我相信很多人都在坚持收听这一系列关于诗篇的信息。
And we are going through Psalm 27.
我们正在研读诗篇27篇。
We looked at the first 3 verses in the last broadcast.
上一次节目里我们讲了前三节。
And today we're going to look at the rest of Psalm 27.
今天我们要讲完这篇诗剩下的部分。
But before we continue, let's read the psalm together.
在开始以前，让我们先来读一次这首诗。耶和华是我的亮光，是我的拯救。我还怕谁呢？耶和华是我性命的保障，我还惧谁呢？那作恶的，就是我的仇敌，前来吃我肉的时候，就半跌扑倒。虽有军兵安营攻击我，我的心也不害怕；虽然兴起刀兵攻击我，我必仍旧安稳。有一件事，我曾求耶和华，我仍要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美，在他的殿里求问。因为我遭遇患难，他必暗暗地保守我，在他亭子里把我藏在他帐幕的隐秘处，将我高举在磐石上。现在我得以昂首，高过四面的仇敌。我要在他的帐幕里欢然献祭，我要唱诗歌颂耶和华。耶和华，我用声音呼吁的时候，求你垂听，并求你连续我，应允我。你说你们当寻求我的面，那时我心向你说，耶和华，你的面我正要寻求。不要向我掩面，不要发怒赶逐仆人，你向来是帮助我的。救我的神呢，不要丢掉我，也不要离弃我。我父母离弃我，耶和华必收留我。耶和华，求你将你的道指教我，因我仇敌的缘故，引导我走平坦的路。求你不要把我交给敌人，遂其所愿。因为妄作见证的和口吐凶言的起来攻击我。我若不信在活人之地得见耶和华的恩惠，就早已丧胆了。要等候耶和华，当壮胆坚固你的心。我再说，要等候耶和华。
Let me summarize some of the things that I mentioned in the last broadcast.
在上一讲当中我们讲了些什么呢？
Remember that the person without Jesus Christ has a darkened mind.
你还记不记得我提到过，没有接受耶稣基督的人，他们的心是昏暗的。
They cannot see what you can see.
他们不能看见你所能看见的。
Because we all born with light bulbs in our heads.
每个人生来就有一盏灯在我们心里。
And those who have come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord,
那些认识耶稣基督并且接受他为救主的人,
have that light bulb turned on.
他们心里的灯就被点亮了。
But what about those who live in darkness?
可是那些还生活在黑暗中的人呢?
The devil uses them as tools to oppose, criticize, and ridicule us.
魔鬼就会利用他们来反对、批评、嘲笑我们。
Jesus had not turned on the light in their minds because they have not turned to him.
耶稣没有点亮他们的灯，是因为他们还没有归向他。
You notice I said that Jesus is the one who turns on the light.
你也许注意到了，我说是耶稣基督来点亮这盏灯。
Do you know why?
为什么呢？
Because your good works will not turn the lights on.
因为你的好行为不能把灯点亮。
Your church affiliation will not turn the lights on.
你加入教会不能把灯点亮。
Only Jesus Christ can turn on this light.
只有耶稣基督能把你的灯点亮。
Because David said, He is the light of my salvation.
大卫说，神是他的亮光，他的拯救。
Light and salvation are synonymous in the scripture.
在圣经里，亮光和拯救代表相同的意思。
And in Psalm 27,
在诗篇二十七篇里，
we see that it is by grace that we are saved.
我们看到我们得救是出于神的恩典。
And not by works.
不是出于行为。
Why is this important?
这一点非常重要。为什么呢？
Lest any of us would boast.
免得我们自夸。
So when the enemy attacks us,
让我们的仇敌有机会攻击我们。
God's strength is available to us.
神的力量与我们同在。
He is our stronghold.
他是我们的保障。
The word stronghold here describes a fortress.
这里所说的保障就像一个堡垒。
A fortress that the enemy cannot penetrate.
一个敌人无法攻入的堡垒。
What does God do when His children who are under attack come to Him for help?
当我们这些属神的儿女受到攻击，来到他面前寻求帮助的时候，神怎么样保护我们呢？
He shields us and puts a fortress around us.
他会遮蔽我们，在我们四周安营。
And that was exactly the secret of David's fearless confidence.
而这正是大卫拥有那无所畏惧的信心的秘诀所在。
But David experienced something else.
可大卫还有其他的经历。
Something that gave him confidence in the midst of fear.
在他的惊慌中仍有信心。
And that's the second point here in verses 4 to 6.
这个秘诀在第四到第六节中提到。
Worshipping God.
那就是敬拜神。
David knew that the secret of victory in the battlefield is being on his knees.
大卫知道在战场上胜利的秘诀在于他屈膝去敬拜神。
Oh, that doesn't mean that you do not go out and face the enemy.
这不是说你不需要出去和敌人交锋。
No.
当然不是。
But it means that you must practice worshiping God.
但你一定要敬拜神。
Because that is the secret of your victory.
因为这才是制胜的秘诀。
Paul said, one thing I do.
保罗说，我只有一件事。
Jesus said, Martha, Martha, one thing is needful.
耶稣说，马大，马大，不可少的只有一件。
And David is saying in Psalm 27,
大卫在诗篇二十七篇里所说的，
I know that one thing that will give me victory.
我确信有一件事能让我们在敌人面前获胜。
It is the worshiping of God.
那就是敬拜神。
It is the focusing on God.
把眼光专注在神身上。
It is the calling upon the power of God.
呼求神的能力。
You know, in David's day, there was no temple.
大卫那个时代还没有圣殿。
And David wanted to build the temple for the Lord.
大卫很想为神建圣殿。
But God said that because of the blood of his hands, he could not build a temple.
但是神告诉他，他不可为神的名建造殿宇，因为他是战士，手上流了许多人的血。
Solomon will.
将来所罗门要为神建圣殿。
And that is why verse 5 is magnificent.
这就是为什么第五节这么重要。
For in a time of trouble, you shall hide me in your pavilion.
大卫说，因为我遭遇患难，他必暗暗地保护我。
In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me.
在他的亭子里，把我藏在他帐幕的隐秘处。
In the eastern desert,
在中东的沙漠里，
when you come into a chief in the Bedouin tent,
当你进到一个首领的帐篷里，
you are safer in his tent than anywhere in the world.
比待在世界其他任何地方都安全。
Because the resources of your host are at your disposal.
因为你可以随意使用主人手下的一切。
His military defenses are yours.
他的军队就是你的军队。
And because the tabernacle was a tent at the time,
大卫时代，会幕就是一个帐篷。
David could say,
大卫说，
When I come to your tent, O God,
神啊，当我进入你的帐幕中，
I know that I'm protected.
我知道我是安全的。
I know that I can come and worship you.
我知道我可以进来敬拜你。
And you will receive me and hide me.
你必要接纳我，隐藏我。
I know that you will give me strength.
你必要赐给我力量。
David could not enter into the Holy of Holies because he was not a priest.
大卫不能进入至圣所，因为他不是大祭司。
But you and I, through Jesus Christ, are now made priests.
可是通过耶稣基督，我们都成了大祭司。
And we have access to the Holy of Holies by the blood of Jesus Christ.
靠着耶稣基督的血，我们就能进到至圣所里。
Let me tell you something that's very exciting.
这是非常令人激动的。
What David longed for is now yours and mine.
大卫一直渴求的，我们已经得到了。
And if you are being defeated in the battle of life,
如果你我在人生的战场上被打败，
it is because you have not learned to go on your knees in the prayer closet.
那是因为我们还没有学会来到密室屈膝向神祷告。
If you want to be successful spiritual warrior,
在你成为属灵的勇士之前，
You better learn how to be successful worshiper.
你首先要成为敬拜的勇士。
If you want to ignore his presence,
如果你忽视神的同在，
You will not experience his protection.
你就不可能经历他的保护。
And verse 6 is really basic truth.
第六节就讲了一个基本的真理。
When we lift our eyes and behold the Lord,
当你抬起头仰望神的时候，
He will lift our heads above our enemies.
神就会抬举你，高过你的仇敌。
In the Hebrew language,
在希伯来文中，
A bowed head is a defeated head.
低下的头意味着战败者。
And that is why Psalm 3:3 says,
诗篇第三篇第三节中说，
But thou, O Lord, art the shield for me.
但你耶和华是我四围的盾牌。
The glory and the lifter of my head.
是我的荣耀，又是叫我抬起头来的。
Those who trust the Lord can lift up their heads.
信神的人可以抬起他们的头。
Not out of pride.
不是因为骄傲。
but to the glory of God the Father.
而是因着天父的荣耀。
The victories in the battlefields are won in the prayer closets.
战场上的胜利是通过密室里的祷告而来的。
It is my prayer that you become a prayer warrior.
我向神祈求你能成为一个祷告的勇士。
And then watch out how God is going to change things in your life and in your community.
你就一定能看到神是怎样改变你的人生以及你周围的人。
Then beginning in verse 7 through the rest of the psalm,
我们来继续看第七节以后的经文。
You will find that there is a change of atmosphere.
你可能发现这里的气氛有些个不同。
David moves from worshiping in the tabernacle
大卫从帐幕里的敬拜
to walking in everyday life
转而谈到每天的生活。
He goes from the mountaintop experience into the valley
从高峰转到低谷。
Here's the truth
事实上
We cannot stay on the mountaintop forever
我们不能永远待在山顶。
We've got to descend into the valley
有时我们会下到山谷里
and share the glory of God with others.
在那里和其他人分享神的荣耀。
It is one thing to see the glory of God in the house of worship.
在神的殿里敬拜，见证神的荣耀是一回事。
And it is something else to be in His presence in your kitchen or in your work.
在日常的生活中，在厨房里，在工作岗位见证神的荣耀这是另外一件事。
And the lesson David teaches us today is this.
大卫要教给我们的是
When you are facing the drudgery of life,
你陷入泥潭的时候
It can be a holy moment to call upon the Lord.
往往是你向神呼求的好机会。
Just as you do when you worship in a church.
就像你在教会里敬拜的时候一样。
In verse 8, David tells us, to be sensitive to the voice of God.
在第八节里，大卫提醒我们要留心神的声音。
And David says, when you hear God speaks to you, you better respond immediately.
如果神向你说话，你要立即回答。
Don't be insensitive to the voice of God.
不要对神的声音麻木，没有反应。
Whatever you are doing,
不管你在做什么。
Whatever your vocation might be,
不论你的职业是什么
you can walk with God during the week.
你都可以在一星期中的每一天与神同行。
Just as you do in worshiping in a church.
就像你在教会敬拜神的时候一样。
And as we walk the path of life,
在我们人生的旅程中
we need guidance.
我们需要引导。
And that's exactly the point of verses 11 and 12.
这正是第十一、十二节里要讲的内容。
David says,
大卫向神祈求
Teach me, lead me, deliver me.
他求神教导他、引领他、拯救他。
Why do we seek the guidance of God in every decision?
为什么我们要在每件事上寻求神的指引呢？
Because the enemy is always present.
因为敌人无时不在。
And he is ready to trip us all the time.
他总是想方设法绊倒我们。
He is ready to get us into the attractive road.
他总是想把我们引到迷惑人的道路上去。
Into the treachery path on crooked highways.
引到那邪恶的道路上去。
And when we genuinely ask God to lead us,
然而当我们真心寻求神的引导时
He will get us on the level path.
他就会带我们回到平坦的路。
Why would God do that?
为什么神要这么做呢？
To the glory of His name.
那是为了他的名的缘故。
So that Jesus may be glorified.
这样耶稣基督就能得着荣耀。
Walking in the ordinary experience of life
每天的生活
is a perfect place for us to call upon God.
都是我们向神呼求的大好机会。
And then finally in verses 13 and 14,
最后在十三、十四节里
He tells us about the importance of waiting upon the Lord.
大卫告诉我们 等候神是多么重要。
Let me tell you a secret about myself.
我有一个秘密要告诉你。
I don't tell anybody.
请不要告诉其他人。
I do not like to be kept waiting.
我其实不愿意等待。
I don't like to wait in doctor's offices.
我不喜欢在医生的诊所里等候。
I don't like to be in a slow line.
我不情愿走在慢道上。
I just don't like waiting.
总之，我就是不喜欢等待。
One time I was very sick and I went to see the doctor.
有一次我生了很重的病去看医生。
And he kept me waiting for a very long time.
他让我等了很久。
So I told his assistant.
于是我告诉他的助手。
That I'm going to home and die a natural death.
我情愿回家去等死去。
Anyway, that's what I'm trying to explain to you, that I just don't like waiting.
总之，我就是想告诉你，我不喜欢等待。
But I know that the Lord is trying to teach me patience.
可是我知道神教导我要有耐心。
There are times when God calls on us to act.
有时神呼召我们去行动的时候。
And we must respond immediately.
我们要立刻回应。
But there are times when God calls us to wait.
可有些时候神让我们等候。
So that he may act on our behalf.
这样神就可以有所行动。
Remember this.
切记一点。
God's delays are not his denials.
神的延迟不等于是拒绝。
God's delay are a preparation for the great blessings that he has for us.
神延迟是因为他在为我们预备更大的祝福。
And in verse 11, David prayed for the will of God.
在十一节里，大卫祈求神的旨意。
My listening friends, listen very carefully.
亲爱的朋友，我盼望你仔细听。
I'm getting ready to close.
今天的节目已接近尾声。
But what I'm going to tell you, it will bless your life.
但是我要讲的对你的人生会是一个祝福。
The will of God and the timing of God go together.
神的旨意和他的时间是一起的。
For you to do the right thing at the wrong time is an act of disobedience.
在不恰当的时间，既是做正确的事情，也是不顺服的表现。
God says wait because there is yet work for him to do.
神让我们等候是因为他还有事要准备。
And he does that in order to give us the next blessing.
他这样做是要继续赐福给我们。
And it takes as much courage to wait as to act.
其实和行动相比，等候同样需要勇气。
From verse 13, it is very clear that trusting God will see you through to the end.
十三节的意思非常清晰，信靠神，神就会保守你直到末了。
God will not let us down.
神不会让我们失望的。
And that is why, my friend, worship, honor, and seek God.
这就是为什么我们要敬拜神、荣耀神、寻求我们的神。
And that is the way God can help us conquer fear.
这也就是神帮助我们克服恐惧的办法。
If we learn to worship, to walk, and to wait.
我们要学会敬拜神、与神同行、等候神。
And I hope that you wait until next time when we bring you a new series of messages from the Psalms.
我盼望你忍耐等候我们下次的节目，我们会开始新一系列诗篇的信息。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福给你，下次节目再会。
感谢大家收听今天的节目。的确，每一天我们与神同行，便可胜过人生中各种各样的试炼。因为神的爱，因为主耶稣基督的宝血，我们每一天都可以坦然无惧地来到神的面前。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。